受。Listen to League Podcast, episode 323. I'm Matt Durson.
And I'm John Rebel Scum Hunt.
I am Josh Poglingo. That's not Pog. What?
Porg?
Porg.
You didn't say Porg?
Alf's back in Pogs.
Clay Jar Jar Binks Inferno.
Clay, noise-canceling headphones Inferno. Yeah, so if this is episode 323, I don't know. I'm a little nervous. This might be it. We might argue so intensely.
I think it's going to end up being me and Durson going off and doing the awesome cast, and Clay and Josh going off and doing the awesome whatever cast. They do cast.
The like everything cast.
Yeah.
Everything.
I know. It's true.
Stacy just got home. She's giving me two thumbs up for The Last Jedi. So she's on my side. She's going to be on the new podcast that Josh and I start.
Yeah. Right.
Well, Jen didn't even want to go see The Last Jedi because she hated The Force Awakens so much. So she'll be on mine and Durson's negativity podcast.
Okay, cool. That would be a great podcast. I'd listen to that.
Just shit on everything.
Did you like it? Yeah, but it still sucks.
Yeah, the movie was fine, but my back was hurting. It was annoying as I was too cold in the theater.
It was cost me like $25.
It was 5D or 6D, I don't know.
Yeah, I could only make it 8 minutes into this movie.
Fire was blowing in my face. It was garbage.
Now I gotta grow in new eyebrows.
Just draw them in. Draw them. All right, well, let's just say, not only on this podcast, I have to say, like, for reading Facebook and stuff, this is one of the most polarizing movies.
So
we're talking about Star Wars, by the way. So spoiler warning. If
the Last Jedi.
Get the fuck out of here.
And I think that, we're just, it's like politics in America today. We're a microcosm of people that don't agree and can't listen to each other.
Shut up.
That's true.
Do you see this, though? There are people, like, posting long Facebook posts, like, paragraphs and paragraphs, yep, hating and defending this movie, like, yay and nay.
Well, yeah, I hate this movie, too, but I'm not going to go on and on about it after today.
Well, then you have a podcast.
After this recording.
You
after
did
I
post,
do it professionally.
I posted two things. I posted I didn't like it, and then I posted the Rotten Tomatoes score.
Yeah.
So, soon.
Man.
I mean, like
I said, it said one thing said good and one thing said bad. No, I wasn't taking sides. It was very democratic of me.
And can we talk about the petition to get it taken away from the canon?
That was amazing. I signed that petition.
Really?
No, what? No, the other one. The one getting rid of that petition.
Oh, yeah, that was the one that I posted, yeah. A petition to get rid of the other petition. That's how bad
it's
going to get.
What is it about this movie that is so...
It's crap. That's
well,
it's
no, awesome. I mean... literally, seriously. Okay, whether we liked it or hated it, we'll get to that in a minute. But, like, why are people so... This is, like... It is kind of like the political climate in America or whatever.
That's all there is to things. Either you love something or you hate something. You have to love it intensely or you have to hate it intensely.
And you have to, like, really be, like, back up your arguments, especially if you hate something.
Yeah.
Well, that's the funny thing that I found too. Is like it's someone was trying to explain to me a part. We'll get whatever, and they were like, "Well, this correlates to that." And I was like, "No, I understand it. I just didn't like
it."
You know what I mean?
That's what I have to keep saying when someone that liked the movie, they're like, "Well, you know, just because Luke Skywalker does this thing and then that," and I was like, "No. It's not because they're treating the old characters a certain way. I just didn't like the movie. I thought it was badly written. That's really what it comes down to.
To, you know, try to convince me that I like it. I understand the plot of the movie.
Yeah.
right.
But whatever. It made a ridiculous amount of money. It's just whatever. It's obscene.
They're going to get more money for me because I got to see it again. I was going to go see it again on Saturday.
I was going to make a joke to Durson and say I saw it again and then really liked it just to see what he'd say.
That would have been amazing. You should have just played that one out.
I know. I would have felt betrayed. No, I don't think I hate it as much as John.
Hello?
Does. Hello? Clay?
Are you holding for Hux?
Hello?
Are you holding for Hux?
Hello?
Finally, those awesome headphones shit the bed on you already.
I can't tell if it's a joke or not.
Breathe. I'm definitely going to see it many more times.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that. All right,
I don't either. I'm just going to hand my kid off to a stranger just so I can go see this movie.
It's too fucking long. I don't have time to see it again.
Your kid is too fucking long, Josh.
Yep. Your kid is too long.
She is really long for a 2-year-old.
Oh, okay. Well, look at you, for God's sake.
Really not even that long.
All right, Clay. All right, Clay, let's... We know what everybody else thought. You're going to see it again. What do you really... John and I have talked about it at length.
I wish we had recorded that conversation.
That was a negativity podcast for sure. All right, Clay, let's hear it. What do you think?
So I have to defend just liking it?
Tell me what you want. What do you think? I don't care if you like it.
No, I'm just kidding. I just wanted to be all like I'm on the internet. technically,
so
we are.
Is it
I guess.
Greatest movie or the worst movie?
Well, I put it right up there. I look at Star Wars as a whole, and I include the prequels in that whole. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, we should be in a hole.
It's that and, hole that Luke Skywalker is afraid of on his planet.
Yeah, the prequel hole.
That fake-looking water comes out of it.
The big black butthole of that island's butthole.
Yeah, exactly.
What I did like was it's making me revisit Force Awakens because up until now, of the new movies, I really liked Rogue One way more than I liked The Force Awakens. And I felt like this movie, Last Jedi, kind of gave me... like a little bit more appreciation for what was happening in The Force Awakens with the new
characters.
Because
you were like, why doesn't this tie into The Force Awakens? Let's go back and revisit that.
Yeah, it totally ties in.
Okay, so you put it right up there with the best Star Wars movies of, you know, in the whole thing. That's what you're saying to me, Clay?
Is that the cat again?
No, it's dishes, I guess. Sorry.
Cat's doing the dishes.
I put it right up there. I put it up there. You know, I put it above Force Awakens, but still below Rogue One. That's still my favorite.
Okay.
All right, give us your listing of all the Star Wars movies.
Oh, this is always going
to
cause.
I know. I want to. I just want to hear it so that everyone can go like, "What?" when each of us says it.
I'm not gonna. I don't even know what.
You know, probably like. 4, 5.
Oh, no, I don't know what the numbers are.
Yeah.
One?
Don't
okay,
go
a,
one,
a new
what?
A New Hope.
What episode is Rogue One?
Okay, good choice.
A New Hope. Empire.
Good choice.
I think I would put Rogue One right after Empire. And then I would go, maybe I'd even put Return of the Jedi. I think the original three need to be near the top.
Naturally.
Anyways. And then I would go...
Throw the rest in a hole.
No, then I would go... then I'd go, like, The Last Jedi, Force Awakens, Sith, 1, 2. 2 is definitely at the fucking very, very bottom.
Wow. So you put Phantom Menace above the...
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Whatever. So this was in the... But this seems somewhere like in the middle of the pack, even though you said it'd be near the top.
But it's in... I mean, it's in the middle of the pack, but it's
right.
It doesn't trump the other movies. The same reason why I didn't really...
Oh, bringing politics back into it again.
Same reason why I really didn't like wasn't that jazzed about The Force Awakens. Like, it's not really my. It's
how
not
come I felt like I was the only one that was like, I didn't like The Force Awakens that much when we podcast.
No, I remember Clay saying he didn't really. It was fine, but I don't.
It was
went,
fine, and it's new, and I actually like think that. I just started to watch The Force Awakens before we went on the podcast, which is like kind of a mistake, I think, because there's a lot more stuff that happens in the first half hour of The Force Awakens that was really way more exciting that wasn't in The Last Jedi that I kind of missed thinking about The Last Jedi a little bit. Like, there's a lot of shit going down, like with the introduction of the characters and the cool fight, like with the Millennium Falcon and everything at the beginning.
Max von Sydow. That was a big thing.
All right, so this movie made you appreciate the last one. I guess that's very good, very positive.
But right, I also like the I don't want to dominate here, but what I did like was how they like changed the use of the Force and how they blew out the fan theories and just fucking started a new fucking story. I thought that was awesome.
I had no problem with any of that stuff.
I don't either. But killed
or Rey being parents being nobodies and
yeah, I don't care, about
care
that
Luke Skywalker died. He'll be back.
But I liked. I mean, it's not that I don't care about it, but like I liked that. You know, like, I thought that was.
I admired the fact that they were doing that. But
yes.
At the same time, I just didn't like the story.
Yeah,
I think that that stuff didn't actually happen, even though like we saw it happen. I don't think that it happened.
What like, didn't happen?
Snoke's death? Nope. Oh. I don't think he died.
I don't want him to come back
because he's too powerful. Because he's mastered death, like he's Darth Plagueis, and he mastered death, and he can come back even from getting cut in half.
Not even that. I mean, like maybe that's just it. Maybe. No, I don't think that's it. I just think that he's powerful enough that he could, like, have them see what he wanted them to see.
Kylo Ren was fooled by Luke Skywalker at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that they were trolling
the fans. And he made him see him as a younger person, which leads me to believe that Snoke could make somebody look like he got cut in half by somebody.
Snoke's actually a little baby who looks like an old, defigured man.
Yeah.
Disfigured man.
Wait, no, you're right.
Any of these are possibilities. I don't even want to dare come up with a theory now because I feel like Rian Johnson's just going to be like, fuck you, none of that matters.
Which one's Kylo Ren?
Which one is Kylo Ren?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's a joke. I don't know.
Oh. I missed that joke.
Liked it.
All right, so Joshua?
Yeah, no, I mean, I thought it was really well done. I had a great time watching it, and I don't know. I really liked the story. I liked where it all went. I think my biggest gripe was, have you guys ever seen Hot Tub Time Machine?
Yeah, yes. Of course.
Exactly. So the whole time it was like the guy with like about to lose the arm with Leia. I'm like, well, she's gonna get in here. She's gonna die. I'm like,
oh, I know, it's kind of weird, isn't it? Because you know she's dead in real life, and you're
yeah,
like,
she's the only one that's dead in real life, but the other characters are dead in movie life.
Yeah, they missed the mark on that one, right? I mean,
so now the next movie is going to, how are they going to kill Chewbacca in the next one?
Chewbacca will live forever.
Or is Lando going to finally come back and make his triumphant return?
Well, I mean, maybe he will, but I feel like they're like, forget all that stuff, it's over.
Yeah, even though. Forget all that. Forget the past. Let's reset everything so it's exactly like the past.
That is a problem with the theme.
Yeah. But we interrupted Josh.
I don't know. I don't know. I really wish I had taken notes. Like, I really want to, like, because there was so much stuff that I liked, and it definitely outweighed entirely the my little nitpicks. So I definitely love the movie.
Okay.
And it's like, it's annoying me more and more reading all the hate. And like, and it's usually like, I can appreciate that you guys are just like, I just didn't like it. But like, then people are like, really.
I'm not like, they ruined Luke Skywalker.
My life is over.
Yeah.
And they're just like, there's like all these like,
I'm glad you liked it.
And I'm like, I can tell you why these plot holes that you're coming up with aren't actually plot holes. That's how bad your plot holes are. Like,
okay, then. Like what?
I don't remember. I didn't take
notes. How about the fact, okay, well, what if I throw one out there?
Throw one out there. Let's see what I can do.
The fact that Finn and Rose's entire story is pointless because they fail on their mission, and then Laura Dern smashes the ship into the anyways. So even if they hadn't failed, it was just a useless plot that doesn't go anywhere.
It's just to give Finn something to do. Right?
Yeah.
In that way, a little bit was like Empire, because like what are they doing in the Millennium Falcon? Like the entire time.
It's chasing a down note, man.
Here's how it ties together. There is that Darth Vader chases them, gets them so that he can get Skywalker.
Yes,
that's how that together.
Relate, and it does it so much quicker.
See, that helped Poe. That helped Poe be like, "Oh my God, I'm a dick. Like I shouldn't have like done this whole thing that I did to like let you guys like send these people off to like potentially go get killed just to save my own ego."
Well, if Laura Dern had just told Poe what was going on, he wouldn't have had.
If you think about that too, in like military, like especially somebody that just got demoted, like the person in charge isn't going to be like, "All right, here's the secret. Here's what we're doing."
They're not a real military, though. They're like a fake military.
It doesn't mean that they're not like there's not ranks.
All right. No, you're right. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that you're explaining away.
Well, then how about this? So why didn't Hux just go to light speed and come out in front of them instead of doing that chasing for 3 hours of the movie?
Yeah,
I heard somebody else say that too as well.
Really?
I mean there's definitely that, but at the same token, if you think on that aspect also military wise if they're thinking all they have to do is like chase these people and then they're just sitting ducks, like why bother wasting any sort of casualties or ships on like chasing after these people to like get up close where we could potentially lose out, where all we have to do is wait for these people to run out of gas. And
let me ask you this then. When they run out of gas, how come they're not still moving forward? How come they start getting like drag and start falling back?
Yeah, there's no drag.
Wouldn't they keep...
when you run out of gas, you run out of everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of... I mean, you'll probably just like, I don't know, yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's space. They're going to keep moving. But...
space. I don't know. Well, I think what you're saying is, Josh, is that Hux is just a really stupid character.
yeah, Hux is a...
exactly what he should have done.
He's kind of you know. He's
definitely a weenie.
He's terrible. They're pretty flat. The prequels were bad. Like, pretty... not great. They were whatever. At least, I like General Grievous, as John knows, because I like to do the voice. Yeah. Django Fett was pretty cool. At least he was like cool looking. I don't know, he didn't really do much. Yeah. I don't know, Darth Maul was very cool. Like these bad guys are not like doing it for me in this movie. Like in these new movies, they're really... at least, okay, I'll say Kylo Ren was better in this than he was in Force Awakens. I thought he was like
new characters were way better in this movie because they all had more to do, from like Poe to Finn to Rey to Kylo Ren.
Poe have to do exactly? Poe
had to learn to not be such a hothead.
Yeah.
Well, at least he got to
talk. And
then
he had to insult C-3PO all the time for no particular reason.
Well, because everybody insults C-3PO.
Because they were like, we need Han Solo back. Let's just make him Han Solo.
Right.
Yeah. Well, he's... right.
He's just insert hothead here. Really, that's what it is. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Josh.
You're welcome.
Now you guys with your positive thoughts are done. No, I mean, okay. I mean, I'm glad. I wanted to hear somebody that I, you know, believe, I trust, and you know, hear their opinions. I don't know. I mean, this movie is really, like I said, it's polarizing everybody. And like, I understand like what they're doing. They are, yes. The past is over. They're actually really hitting you over the head with that.
I mean, what they're doing is setting up. They're setting up their new characters to be like to take over for the Disney era characters. As and I think the Rian Johnson trilogy that he's making will probably be about that kid who worked at the stable. It will probably be about that group of kids.
Right. Well, that's what my so here's what my friend said. You know, everything the can't do bite scene, you know, plays into the end, and I'm like, no, I get why they did, but it's really stupid that they do that whole long ass boring plot line with it riding around on the fake weird
on the horse camel things, horse the camel
that I mean, they're like, we have to free them and all this stuff. And all, and like, I'm like, are we gonna get to the thing where you find the code breaker yet? Because this is
The guy that looked like snazzy Bruce Campbell there, and then
I know.
Did I hear that was the Canadian, what's his name, Justin Trudeau? Is that his name?
Trudeau.
Yeah. I think that's who that was.
I heard it was somebody.
It's
I didn't
the
know
guy name. From The Leftovers whose name is Justin Trudeau or something like that.
Oh, so it wasn't
the Canadian
like a cool
prime minister. But there's some cool. There are some cool royalty, like the princes are in it.
Yep, that's true.
Gareth Edwards is in it.
Yeah, that's my favorite cameo.
Yeah,
the part where the guy is eating the ground.
Ooh, salt.
Yeah.
Like, I wish that he had, like, taken out some fries and dipped it in the ground and ate it and was like, salt. Oh, and the red under here is ketchup.
My question was, like, who sees somebody, like, walking and red stuff being left behind and, like, I think I'll lick that.
Yeah, I think I really need to taste what he was just stepping on.
I guess, though, what we're supposed to, this is my nephew told. Like reveal this, like we're supposed
before
to
before he turned to the dark side,
right? Yes, exactly. We're supposed to realize that Luke didn't kick up any salt, and that's why we were supposed to know that he was fake. But I think by that point I was checked out and I didn't care.
I thought that people don't were like supposed a long to be movie. Like, oh, this isn't a snow planet.
Yeah. All right,
because I remember in Empire Strikes Back where Luke was writing his name with his piss in the snow and he was like, snow. And then another guy ate it and he's like, oh, yellow snow.
Oh, I mean, okay, who cares if it was snow or not? I mean, whatever. But I don't know. It's not that I don't like long movies. It's that I don't like unnecessarily long movies. You know, it's like it,
really
this movie.
Cut out the Finn and.
Yeah, that whole Cantu Bite casino scene was.
That happened in the prequels.
Could have happened in. Like, yeah, the prequels are in an episode of, like, you know.
Ben Quadraneros is jamming quarters into BB-8.
I know. What the
but
hell
I
was
just
that?
There, I made a prequel reference of Ben Quadraneros. I don't even know if anyone knows who he is. He's that
and they're making, they're popping champagne? Like,
they're rich people.
Do they have champagne in, like, a galaxy far, far away? Well, I guess they do.
Yeah, just because it looks like champagne doesn't mean it is champagne.
But it looked exactly like champagne.
So they look exactly like humans. It doesn't make them humans.
Yeah. All right.
I think they refer to them as human in at least one Star Wars movie, don't they?
Probably.
I thought that casino scene was cool. It reminded me of, like, Guardians or, like, that the Thor movie, like, when they escape the... You know, I like that.
Well, Josh had hated it then because he didn't like the Thor movie.
No, yeah, but it you know what? It didn't look. I think it looked too. The whole casino thing looked a little too. Right now and not in a galaxy far, far away. Like,
yeah, I agree.
That's what I
on Earth.
Yeah, and
I think
then
that's
Daniel Craig walked in.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I thought this looks like James Bond. Bizarre. And then they get arrested for double parking. What? Like, how hard would it have been to them to write in the script like, oh hey, those are resistance. I know those guys. Let's arrest them. You know what I mean? Like, what? I mean, apparently Finn is really famous because what's her name knew who he was.
Yeah.
He did one damn thing.
What was that? He got sliced in the back by his lightsaber.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
but like,
he left
the fought him. Like,
I know. No, he was in it, but if it's how long has it been? Like, I guess it's another thing. We don't know. Like, look, the movie picks
right
up
after.
Pretty much
it's,
right where it left off because we had him in the lightsaber.
Yeah.
But then I don't know what's going on with the other guys because they're seems like it's a little skewed out of order or something. Like, I don't know how long was Rey on that island?
Well, she was standing there holding a lightsaber in front of him for about 20 minutes at the end of Force Awakens.
She's been there for 2 years.
Trying to think what he wanted to do with it. Be like,
some people nitpicked and said that I thought
that was funny where he threw the lightsaber.
I thought that was good, yeah.
I'll say Mark Hamill was great, and I know people's like, well, that's not Luke Skywalker, but how do we know? We haven't seen Luke Skywalker in 35 right. years.
Yeah,
exactly. That's like, yeah, that's a lot of shit can go wrong between those times. So
what happened to the Knights of Ren that were in the flashback scene of the previous movie?
Well, yeah.
They weren't in this one.
They never mentioned it.
I kind of went on a deep dive into other people's reviews today, which maybe I shouldn't have done. But somebody was saying like that the Crimson Guardians of Snoke, those could possibly be the Knights of Ren.
Yeah, I read that too.
Ryan Johnson would say no, because anything you thought that was happening in The Force Awakens does not happen in this new movie.
I didn't really care. That was a huge complaint, though. Like, a lot of people were saying that, but if you actually go back, like, a lot of these things that people thought were going on in The Force Awakens, it was just, the stuff in their head, and they were upset because it didn't pan out the way they thought.
It's kind of a bait and switch, though. They did set you up to think that Rey's parents were somebody important. Yeah. That's not just...
I read a theory that blows my mind, because it totally could be legit, is that she's a clone of Luke Skywalker.
God, because that's a terrible theory.
But it's not.
Norman Osborn is her father.
Because think about it, she goes down in the pit and she sees all the reflections of herself, like a ton of them, like a bunch of clones.
All right. I mean, valid. But
it's not like they don't have clones in the universe. There.
No, I know. They established that this is a cloning place. But my God, you talk about scenes that went on too long. How many times did she have to stand there and snap her fingers before she gets it?
Well, we had to wait for each clone to do it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I have a controversial thing to say about, since we're talking about the clones, about the casino scene. I felt like they do this in the comic books too, in a way that I like. That whole casino, the whatever it's called, Canto Blight or whatever it's called.
Canto Blight.
Yeah. So Bites. that reminded me, and with the creatures and the pod racing and stuff like that, that reminded me, without totally going back to the prequels, it gave it like an homage to like that part of Star Wars, which I consider as a whole. Like, it brought us back to the prequels a little bit, and I thought in a good way. So I know it's a controversial opinion.
I mean, that's pretty much what a lot of people are saying, that it feels like the prequels, but I don't think they mean it in a good way. I think they mean it in like the tone, like that, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of goofy, over the top tone that George Lucas put into all of those. And
which is
certainly the pod racing.
I don't have
a
problem with that, because remember part of what Star Wars is. There's fucking, you know, 8 movies. Like, those were 3 of them.
There's 9 movies now.
Yeah.
No, I know it happened, and that's, you know, maybe you're right.
But I'm just telling you what people are saying.
I don't...
Do you know what I mean, Thurston, about how when they sometimes they'll put that in, like, the new comics, and it's not, like, too, like, they'll do, like, a little flashback, and it's like...
Yeah.
It's not too much like, oh, fucking Jar Jar. It's like, oh, cool. Like, they kind of went back there for a second. That's fine.
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with tapping into the lore. I just think they do it really slowly in this movie.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm fine. I think if this movie, I mean, there is so much that they could have just cut right out. It could have moved. It would have flowed better. It would have been
I think they should have ended the movie with Luke Skywalker standing in front of the walkers, and then you would have been like, oh, fuck,
I was thinking the same
thing. Oh, my God. That would have pissed me off.
I walked out of this movie going, well, what do they do next? I don't care about what happens next.
Because
this felt like it was the end of this series.
Right, but yeah. You know they're doing episode 9. They already right. announced it. You know, and so what you know, is that?
It's because I feel like they don't want to. He really didn't want to make Empire Strikes Back, like, and that's what a lot of people are expecting because it's the second movie in the trilogy.
See,
and they're expecting Empire.
I don't understand why people would be expecting that, because we've already had a second movie in the trilogy, which was Attack of the Clones, which is Clay's least favorite movie.
It's not a very good movie.
But why not make
list,
Empire
man.
Strikes Back? That's, like, my favorite one. I mean, that's a lot of people's favorite
one. Well, no, I mean, I'm not saying, like, in terms of greatness, but, like, in terms of, like, I'm going to copy this, like, whole plot line.
Yeah,
to make
didn't
a new
want to
movie.
Do the copy thing because
yeah,
Force but they already did that with Force Awakens, so I guess you know.
Well, he didn't direct that.
No, he didn't. He wrote and directed this. Can you believe that? I mean, which I like when people do, but I don't know. He maybe needed.
A lot of the problem I think with the reason things don't tie into Force Awakens is because he was writing this as they were shooting the movie, and apparently they didn't really have a grand plan. They were just sort of like, "We want this." This thing to happen, we're making this movie here, and now you go make your, you write your movie while we're making this one.
Well, yeah, I was
Disney. There was a grand plan.
I was thinking that too. I was watching when I was just watching Force Awakens too. It's like did JJ probably wanted some other shit to happen, like with Rey's parents or like, you know? Can I just say one thing? I was very happy about when we saw that. Snoke was just some dickhead in like a gold robe and not like some gigantically projected thing. Like I didn't like that in The Force Awakens. I was like, why does he have to be like that? You know? And I was like, maybe he is a gigantic monster. I don't know. Because they didn't tell you.
But right. I just set his webcam up on the floor and pointing out.
I was just like, when I saw him sitting in a chair, I was actually like, I'm probably the only one that thought this, but I was just kind of like, phew. I'm glad he's the guy sitting in a chair.
You were afraid that he was this giant
dude. No, I was like, what is he? Like, are we going to see more of it than you see him? And you're like, oh, okay, fine. Like, this is, I'm not scared
and
of him.
He dies in 2 seconds and none of it matters anyway.
Yeah.
Here's what I really, here's one of my big things in the movie. Because if this whole thing is about hope and like the resistance is about hope and blah, blah, blah. They say it a few times. Hope, hope, hope. They get to the former rebel base. They send out the distress signal, and nobody comes. Seriously, after all this time and all this fighting, nothing. Nobody cares.
Yeah, no one cares.
Like,
see,
what a
just
fucking
like you
waste
me.
Of time this whole thing was. 30 years they've been fighting this war. Nobody comes to help you.
And now there's only like 4 of them left.
I know. There's like nobody left. They sat there and they all got blown up one by one by one. Like it was, I was like, I kind of was like, just blow them up already.
Yeah.
Put them out of their misery. But I knew because, you know, I had seen the trailer. They hadn't gotten to the red stuff planet yet. So I was like, but like, I was kind of like, this has got to end soon. I am like, this movie.
I am fidgeting and sighing like crazy over here.
I turned to Rachel.
The worst part was
this movie's still going on.
It was like 45. There was 45 minutes left, and I had to pee like a fucking racehorse. And I'm like, I can't move.
Like
I need to know.
Canto whatever horses.
Canto bite.
Camel
horse
bite horses. Camel. Giraffe.
I don't know, but you know what I mean. Isn't that weird? That like it's like, oh, I guess nobody's coming. Warp, warp. Like I'm like, what are you talking about? I thought this whole thing was about like hope. Like that's been the message of like all the movies from the beginning, and Rogue One is that's the big thing, and
even the Star Wars has been renamed A New Hope.
I know, you're our only hope. Actually, I like that part when R2 played the message again.
I didn't like that.
Really,
part.
I thought that was
like, funny. Love that.
I was like, well, oh, was this great. Is the only reason R2's in this movie is to play that thing so that Luke is
guilty. Well,
that's
true. He was not like, in it again after.
Like
that,
R2 is like the old Jewish mother going, "Why aren't you visiting your Aunt Selma anymore?"
Well,
you
the funny thing was, I guess, yeah, I could picture R2 as a little Jewish lady. So, okay, but yeah, but what else did R2 do? He didn't really do anything. You're
he
right.
didn't do anything.
Well, there was BB-8 did a lot, and then there was like the negative. BB-8. There was like Mirror Universe BB-8 with the
with
the goatee.
BB-9.
Goatee.
Yeah.
Bizarro BB-8.
Yeah, Bizarro BB-8.
BBBA. But I don't know. I thought, oops, sorry, I hit the microphone. I thought BB-8 did a little too much.
He's riding. He's controlling an AT-ST that mysteriously gets the top ripped off of.
He beat up all those guards.
Yeah.
Yeah, BB-8 is a little too. I mean, he's funny and he's, you know, whatever, but that was a little bit much.
I just sort of feel like I don't remember the characters doing anything because everyone seemed to have too much screen time and not enough at the same time.
Well, I think the problem was like the good guys are really literally just running the entire movie. Except the very beginning.
No,
okay,
no running. It's sort of more like
they're slowly.
More sort of
they're
just
very
like
slowly
meandering.
But you know what I mean. And then even at the very end, they're just running the whole thing. It's running, running, running. I was hoping for a big battle at the end. Like, okay, all these ships are gonna come because you sent that distress call, and then like we're gonna get in some ships. We're gonna find some ships, and we're
Blue
gonna.
Blue Peter with his awesome blonde mustache is gonna come down from the sky.
And I mean, I didn't, whatever, the thing with Luke, I thought it was, of course, I do have to point out what everyone else is saying too. If Luke was going to die anyway, why wasn't he actually just on
the planet? Yeah, he should have just gone there.
Why did they write it that way?
Because he make didn't a funny know joke. He was going to die as a character when you, like, just because you wrote it that way. Like,
wouldn't it have been more cool if real Luke was there, though?
It definitely would have been.
In retrospect, I think he should have just been there. And they didn't have to do the thing where it's like on that man.
If they did do every gun on that man, he's a badass Jedi, and he was like, zik, 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 zik.
There's that too.
Fell off the rock, he's thinking, damn, I should have just gone. Like,
I think as Rian Johnson, he should have just said, oh, well, you know what? Why don't we just do it that way?
At least give him a cool heroic death rather than.
He could have done the Ben Kenobi, like,
I'm going to join you.
You know?
Elizabeth!
I thought maybe it was. You know, when they initially, like, were shooting at him, I thought maybe it was, like, a hologram, but not a Force ghost, if you know what I mean. Like, I thought it was, like, he's doing something...
Not FaceTime, Luke.
With technology, not necessarily with, you know, like, what he did, his astral projection, you know, thousands of
which apparently was so strenuous that it killed him.
But I like that...
A lot more to do... That would kill you rather than just projecting yourself someplace else.
Yeah, I guess that's hard to do. Even though it seemed like Kylo
Ren managed to just blow out an entire hut, you know, earlier in the film, and when I said Rey and Kylo Ren were sexting each other, he was like, "Get out!"
I actually thought that they were maybe gonna kiss at one point. And I was like, whoa, that would have been really weird.
I think I would have stormed out in that. At that
you
point.
Know what I would have preferred, too, is if they actually did team up and do something rather than just for that brief second after he kills Snoke, they fight everyone. It would have been at least...
No, that made no sense. Why didn't Kylo Ren... I thought he would... The whole thing was like, I'm going to turn him. And then he was just like, no.
Because it wasn't going to go how she thought it would.
But how about if it didn't go the way she thought it would, she joins Kylo Ren?
I thought that was going to maybe happen too.
Something different. Yeah, I did too, and I wish it had now.
I thought when they touched hands, or when they were about to touch hands, I thought like she was going to like touch his hand, and then all of a sudden he was going to be like, boom, there in the hut on the island.
And go, fooled you!
Hey, John.
I thought that looked really awkward. I don't know why. I think it was the way they did the back and forth.
It was like high pants.
It's kind of weird. I know. Put a shirt on. What the hell is the matter with you? Why are you doing it?
John.
Yes.
Why aren't you wearing a shirt?
Because I'm awesome.
Oh, yeah. That's why.
Just, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Whatever. I don't care. It's almost like Chris Hemsworth's obligatory shirtless scene in every Thor movie. He's got
a... I thought it was like a kind of a flip on how in Into Darkness that girl took her shirt off and was in a sports bra for no reason for like two minutes.
That was a weird...
I thought that was the Star Wars way to get back at everybody. Something for the ladies.
We'll have a dude do it. But,
have
I don't know.
An
whatever.
Emo dude do it. It'll be great.
Just like on Girls. Adam never had a shirt on Girls.
So, whatever. I don't know. I thought that was a little awkward, though, the way they were just kind of talking like they were in the room, but they're... I would have liked to see, like, the blue, you know, like, the blue Yoda kind of thing going on.
Yeah, I don't understand why the Force Ghosts are now I mean, I do have, like, kind of problems with it, I guess. Like, how does Luke Skywalker walk around as, like, it talks to his sister and, like,
but he's not a Force ghost. It's actually
a Force
projection.
I guess you're right. A ghost is like a dead person.
Right, yeah. Right.
Where you can see through him.
It was so unrealistic.
Yoda wasn't really all that see-through, though. He was pretty solid.
He was solid, because he was a puppet.
He melted, or whatever you said.
I said it looked like the Yoda puppet was left out in the sun for a little too long.
I mean, whatever. I thought that he was funny. He acted more like Yoda from Empire than Yoda from the prequels.
Yoda at the beginning of Empire, not Yoda at once reveals himself to be Yoda.
Yeah. I guess you're right. I don't know.
Like crazy old codger Yoda who had a few too many drinks.
Eating the candy bars out of the X-Wing.
Yeah, grabbing the waitress's butt as she walks by at Hooters, you know?
The George Bush.
George Bush is like,
you will get me.
Can you like force grab a girl's ass? Like, you think you could somehow do that? You
flip her skirt up as she's walking by with the force.
Hey, he's 900 years old. Let him get let him get his jollies. Anyways, I mean, whatever. I guess I didn't. Whatever. It was fine. Where he's like, no, you know, I'll burn the tree then.
I'll burn it. I'll do that thing that you were gonna do.
That I was going. You thought I was going to stop you.
Yeah,
not.
And then you were going to you could do anyway, and then that's just the way this whole movie rolls.
Why didn't you just let him do it then? Right. Like, yeah. I didn't get that part.
It seems like maybe if Luke had done it, maybe it would have been cathartic for him, and he would have had some sort of story arc. Other than just the scared old man that lives in the hills with
a bunch of old frogs.
But I think that there's
frogs and drag.
There's and a little more
drinking
to
out
it.
Of. He's drinking out of, like, weird
Tits,
yeah, green milk from animal
poops.
Oh,
that was so gross.
But I feel like Luke, like, really, when he was there, there was, like, a more purpose to it, you know, like he studied all of those Jedi scriptures and learned it for the past 30 years to be able to do this last thing, which made his thing more heroic when he died.
It didn't feel like it was earned, though, because they're... Cause,
they didn't say
it,
but you don't need to say it.
Sometimes you need to do something.
They could have mentioned it. One line. Write one line in the script.
It's like, that's full of the secrets. And look at it. Look at it. Look at the books. Look at the books.
Every time someone says secret, I think of that He-Man thing and I Love the 80s where he's like, I hope they don't find out my secret, you know, making him
sound like he's talking
gay.
About
his
gay. That's pretty awesome. A whole montage of Adam... What's his name? Prince Adam going like, oh,
my
secret.
Secret. And don't forget to not say anything about my secret.
You would open up this can of whoop ass.
Oh.
Whoa.
Clay is getting down. okay, we got to talk for a second about Mary Poppins Leia there.
Oh, yeah.
That was
That was the point in the movie that I turned on it. I was actually enjoying it up until then.
Yeah, I was with it. And then I was like, oh.
But it wasn't even the fact that she was, you know, I can deal with it. I was like, no, it's cool. Like, I can use the Force. The way they filmed this?
Right.
It was a little weird looking.
It looked weird. I don't know. I mean, and what's the difference?
I will agree with that.
But like I said, like, what did it matter? She didn't, all they did the whole movie was sit there on the ship. They didn't really need to do that. You know what I mean?
Every
like
time they cut back to the ship being chased by the other thing, my eyes rolled so far in the back of my head that I had to go get LASIK surgery to fix it.
You were looking
to
back
send
the, to the wall.
To send
yeah, I was staring at the guy sitting behind me. Like, what are you looking at, buddy?
And but luckily he had the LASIK surgery tools.
Yeah, he happened to have, he's like, I just happen to have this. I'm Phil Eye Doctor. And
Phil Eye
MD.
He was dressed as a Jedi.
My eye doctor's name is Dr. Ionito, and he works with Dr. Seymour. True story.
Dr. Seymour is the best name for any eye doctor.
Ionito Seymour? Wow. That's insane.
So, okay, we can all agree that was pretty lame. Right?
I did like that she used the Force.
Yeah, I like no, that.
I like that concept.
I like the concept.
I just hate the execution.
Yeah. I can't say that it looked great either, but I did like that it was a part of the movie, I guess.
No, I get it. I guess, yeah. Because part of the movie is, right, that every pretty much everyone can use the Force. Isn't that basically what they're saying?
Yeah.
You don't have to be a Skywalker or whatever.
A midichlorian.
The Force is out there.
But you can be more sensitive to it and be able to use it.
And I guess you just have to believe, right?
But also think about all the kids in the Jedi Academy. Think about Samuel Jackson. Think about the guy with the big head. Like, they're all
penis
guy? Did they get their Force powers from? They're not Skywalkers.
Right, that's what I mean. But like, and yeah, and anyone can use it if you
Keanu Mundi or whatever his name is.
Yeah. The guy that like literally looks like he was taken from a 50s science fiction like invaders. You know, we're invading the Earth.
No, I mean, that's all well and good. I mean, and I don't mind the kid with the broom, you know, like at the end. It's fine. Yeah, a new generation, whatever. But I just don't like the way the story was played out. Like, it was
because
really,
nothing happens in it.
Yeah, nothing happens for most.
They are
of the
in the exact same spot at essentially. As at the beginning as they are at the end.
They were a few miles away.
Except there's like less of them. So many of those nameless people have died
though. No one, it just seemed like nothing really happened. I felt like I had posted on like a model thing going like, I'm not going to make a Star Wars thing right now. So I'm thinking of something else because I didn't like it. And he's like, well, I feel it was more like a setup for episode 9. And I was like, how? Like, what are they gonna do in episode 9?
They have no. There are no storylines that they need to like wrap up. Like in episode 9,
Kylo Ren is in charge.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, Snoke's not dead, man. That's part of it.
I'm sure.
Skywalker is Snoke.
Yeah, that was a.
That was
too.
You know what? That is also another thing I thought, and that's why he disappeared was because he wasn't on the island either. But we did see him tickle our hand, so he was on the island. I was like, maybe he is Snoke. Maybe he wasn't there either. So maybe it was like a double whammy projection.
But maybe when he was tickling her hand, he was timing it just right because a dragonfly was landing.
Bum, bum, bum.
See, this is what's going to happen now over the next couple of years. It's going to be all these, like, you know, wild and crazy theories. And it's probably not going to go anywhere.
With J.J. Abrams, I have a feeling it probably would go anywhere that you like fans would think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that it's
so
kind of
doing
like
the next one? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Or yeah.
He's doing the next one.
I saw hashtag let Rian Johnson direct episode 9 out there on Facebook. I was like, well, that's a
was that and then hashtag sarcasm?
No, it was serious.
Then hashtags aren't really used
just
on
kidding.
Facebook and besides this one is too long.
I know. I don't think anyone is going to be searching for that hashtag and coming up with your post.
Yeah, I think almost like this movie, I don't know if it's good or bad. I really feel like I need to watch it like again, but like I feel like this movie is like kind of put a stop to like all the crazy theories. It's kind of just like,
yeah,
why don't you wait? Did.
But that's what fans do. Yeah. I don't think you can't put a stop to that.
Even though I was not doing any of that fan
they put a stop to my fan theories because
doing a fan theory because I kind of don't care enough to.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of over
that's
it.
That's why I liked. That's,
unless it's funny.
That's definitely why I rank Rogue One really high because I still don't care as much about these past two movies as I do about the original trilogy and Rogue One. Which
I'm with you on that,
been.
Clay.
I'm with you, too. I think Rogue One stands up to repeated viewings better than most of the other.
And you don't even know those people. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but there's, you know, it's still it's a
lot.
Fun. The story, it goes, you know what I mean? The story, the beats, you know what I mean? Like, you do this, then we, you know, like, okay, we get Jin, then we go find her dad, and then we have to like go to the planet. Like,
it makes like a like the story progresses in a logical fashion.
Yeah, exactly.
And
this one does not. It goes all
over.
This one
doesn't
really
feel
slowly.
Like there is a story to this movie. That's my problem. What? And I said to Durst, I was like, you know what I'm glad this movie doesn't have? A Death Star. And then they bring out the big Death Star battering ram laser.
Yeah, I was
like,
oh,
man.
The mini one in the back of my pickup. Yeah, another thing, too, like, that, you know, I've I'm not really trying to compare Force Awakens to The Last Jedi, but like, there's definitely more like Star Wars-y, like, you know, fucking juice in Force Awakens with like creatures and like background stuff and like the little Jawas that are like the Jawa robots that are like making the old lady scrubber stuff and, you know, Ankar Plutt and stuff like that. There wasn't much of that in Last Jedi. I'm a little disappointed in that.
I guess that's, they're trying to tell us something, you know what I mean? They're trying to say that shit is dead, you know, and this is Star Wars now. But here's my, they're already making another trilogy, which is totally separate. So why can't they keep this one, the Star Wars that we want? I don't know. You know what I mean? Like they've already.
This is still the Star Wars that I want.
All right. I'm sorry. You're right.
Why can't they just make the Star Wars Dursun wants?
No, I don't even want any more Star Wars.
I'm going to be honest. I don't want any more Star Wars.
I mean, I'll see it. I'll see episode 9.
I don't know if I will.
But
I just want to go to Tashi Station and pick up some power converters.
I don't care what happens to the character, so I don't know if I'm going to go on more.
I mean, I'll see it. But man, if it's as bad as this one, I'll be really... We'll have a whole other podcast.
I'll still keep watching it.
I know. Well, I mean, it's just weird. I don't know. I mean, I'll see that. If they've got a whole other trilogy by this same guy.
You know what? I did not like Looper either.
Every time this guy comes up, you tell him you hated Looper.
I hated Looper.
I'm kind of like a sucker for a time travel movie, so I don't know if I like
first half of Looper, and then the second half of Looper makes no sense.
I don't know if I like the movie just because it's a time travel movie or just because I thought it was cool. But
I've never seen it. I don't know.
Like,
whatever.
If pretty cool. Future you came to current you, would you be like, fuck off, old man? I'd be like, no, what do you got to tell me about like what happens between now and then?
What stocks can I invest in?
Yeah. It's really worth asking. Oh, thanks for the sports almanac.
Why are you threatening me? I'm you. You're like, you're going to kill me. What? Makes no sense.
I know. That's all I'm saying though is if this guy's doing a whole other trilogy, I'm a little nervous. Like I'm very nervous. I don't think I have any interest in it.
I would rather there have been another Rogue One. I guess we'll see what happens with Han Solo, which is only out in May. Why didn't they? First of all, why isn't that coming out on May the 4th? And second of all, why isn't it coming out in fucking December like the other Star Wars?
I know.
May the 4th is probably
December. May the 4th is probably like Avengers or something.
Yeah, it's true. You don't want to be too close to that one.
Yeah, definitely not.
Well, I don't know. That's the Han Solo movie has me nervous too.
Yeah, I don't care about it. And I used to really enjoy Han Solo.
But
yeah.
I like Ron Howard, so...
I like Ron Howard.
He was
great
on Happy Days.
Yeah.
This is going to be
he was great
the
on the Happy Days cartoon.
Of Star Wars.
It's going to be the what?
The backdraft of Star Wars.
I don't know if it's going to be that. It might be the Arrested Development of Star Wars.
The Willow of Star Wars.
Her?
What? Speaking of that, like, what about the there's a lot of humor.
Yeah.
I'm using air quotes. There's some humor in The Last Jedi. Some of it is good, I'll say. Some of it's fine, and I chuckle.
The Hux phone call thing I thought was pretty good.
It was funny, but then it went on.
I said to Dursun, if they did the joke once where he's like, yeah, I'm holding for Hux, it would have been funny. But then when he's like, I'm holding, yep, can you hear me? I'm holding for your mom. You know, it's just like
a funny bit at the beginning to have Hux to do that big, long, like, bad guy speech and then have him say that. And then it went on and on and on. And I was like, all right, I get it.
It's like a Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah. And then, like, I don't know, I kind of think there were some other really goofy jokes that I was just like, oh, okay.
I didn't really find any, like, I didn't roll my eyes at any of the jokes, or maybe they went over my head, I don't know.
I mean, I know, I mean, some of them were fine, some of them are funny, some of them are a little, I mean, I like Finn, or I don't know, he's trying to explain away his deserting, but he's not deserting. Why didn't he just tell her what he's doing? Like, I get it, he's kind of this bumbling idiot, but I don't know. So I thought it was kind of like Guardians, what John was saying, and I agree.
Every time there was like a serious moment in Guardians, like, oh, geez, this guy just died in front of me, then like Groot would bring out a severed toe. It was always like punctuated by like a joke, you know, and you're just like, it is a clash of tones. There's a time for humor and then a time for maybe not.
Right. I agree. That, and that's the kind of thing that bogged this movie down.
In real life, that's how I am. When something awful and awkward happens,
oh, look
at, I don't
I'm
know what
the same
to do.
Way
but
too, but that's why everyone tells me I'm always making jokes at inappropriate times and no one likes me. So.
Oh, I don't like you either. in a movie, you want to just, you got to move the plot along. You got to like speed it along.
I feel that the Marvel movies have really influenced writers and stuff to do that all the time, to like throw in a one-liner after something.
So, yeah, I mean, maybe you're right. Marvel movies have that. They got that one down. But I don't know. It just, you know, when I was in film school, we were like, you gotta like, boom, you gotta like end on the button and go to the next scene. You know what I mean? You can't be, I don't know. This plot was just, you know what I mean? It just dragged.
Were there like regular, like, I know there's like John Williams, and I always like Ray's theme and like all the old themes came back, but were there like actual wipes in this one?
I'm gonna have to
revisit because I noticed they relied heavily on those in Force Awakens.
They don't in Rogue One though.
They don't. Yeah, they used title cards and they did like some other different things.
Yeah, well, that's a way to do things differently and not be like so Star Warsy, but
yeah,
still make it a good movie.
Yeah,
I know.
I really did like. Which one were we just talking about?
Rogue One.
Thank you.
Yeah,
sorry, this is just like the movie. I have to pee again.
Well, I mean, I don't know. We can wrap up pretty soon here. I don't know if anybody.
As far as the jokes are concerned, like a lot of the jokes in the original ones weren't they really based on, like the two droids, and you know, like a lot of stuff was droid-based humor or Chewbacca-based humor.
Right.
And here none of the droids were like talking to each other, and
BB-8 which seems
had a lot of
to like, be a mistake.
Yeah, BB-8 had a lot of the stellar lines.
The only characters that really do any, well, I guess Rey and Luke, you know, are hanging out together a lot, and then Finn and Rose. But other than that, everybody's kind of just off doing their thing. And like, the thing about the originals was like Han, Luke, and Leia were like, they were buddies. And they were a team.
They were like Spock, Kirk, and McCoy.
That's right. I mean, it's like the core group.
Their
they weren't all separated, except for, you know, when Luke
when
was
were.
Away on Tatooine
and stuff. But like, you know, I don't know.
So wait, they did get all split up.
And then like Poe like, only meets Rey like in this movie for like a second. Yeah. I know who you are, like kind of a creep. Oh yeah. Oh, I know who you are. Boy.
Kind of a creep. But I don't know, it's there is just something these new characters are a little they're still not quite well, I don't. They're not quite there. I don't know when they get there.
I like them better in the last movie than I do on this one. I thought they were more likable in the last movie. I don't care about Rey anymore. Not that I cared a lot anyway. But I really don't like Finn now.
I know Finn's kind of an idiot. I like Rey. I do like Rey.
Han
Solo, she's the only interesting
Princess
one.
Leia, and it's not because she's a girl and he's black. It's none of that. I just don't find them. I don't
racist.
Yeah. It's none
you
of that.
Sexist,
crap.
Racist. Idiot.
Well, I feel like, yeah, they just they wanted Finn to have something to do. They wanted to have an Asian woman, in the movie.
I thought Rose was great.
French.
Yeah,
she
I
didn't.
Like her.
She didn't do a whole lot. What did she do? I can't remember anything she said or did.
She gave us love.
He saved the rebellion by flying into the Death Star gun.
Yeah, he could have saved the day right there. Why did she stop
him? How do we know that him hitting that ship in there would have done anything?
Yeah. Didn't he know because he used to work there?
Isn't he God?
If it's going to disintegrate a door, chances are it's going to disintegrate the ship
disintegrating him as he's flying into it. It's taking like 45 minutes for like his ship to start breaking up.
I know, that gun takes a long time to warm up.
Yeah.
The like Death Star was like boom.
Yeah, it was bigger, more power,
More kyber crystals. I thought that was the
able to fire a gun.
Another thing about that's, you know, I do stand by liking this movie, but like the part of like Rogue One that was cool was the fucking kyber crystal shit and like the Saw Gerrera stuff, and like there wasn't really that much of that here, you know. Except
no, there
for
was
that,
not much.
They did.
There
have
was
the
no
master...
lightsaber. There were no lightsaber fights at all.
They had the master apprentice stuff. Actually, I thought that the laser sword fight on the deck of the Snoke thing with the Crimson Guardsmen or whatever they're called, like that.
Right.
I thought they were cool. I mean, yeah, you're right. It wasn't like sword to sword.
That was cool, but it wasn't.
Yeah, it was cool. I was like, this is a good part, but.
You
and after it was done, it wasn't satisfying because then Rey just goes back to doing what she was doing, and Kylo Ren just does what he's doing. They don't nothing. There's no character development there.
And they don't connect. They don't have any kind of thing. They don't have any interaction at all after that.
Yeah, it seemed like there was.
Where did she go? Where did he go?
It seemed like it was leading somewhere
that
it didn't.
Honestly, where did she go after that?
She grabbed Snoke's shuttle.
They mentioned the shuttle.
I thought it was a little bit like at the end.
And then she got in the Millennium Falcon coffin. And,
Coffin.
But where did the Millennium Falcon go? Why did he just fly away? What is that all about? She's like, Chewie, I'm going to go in there.
Chewie would have been there.
Yeah.
It was kind of like the end of Justice League. When Superman and Cyborg, like go boom, and they fall. And then they're, like, chuckling and making jokes. I kind of thought that was going to happen in this one, too.
Superman was going to be in this one?
Superman?
Yeah.
I think the only reason they did this whole story with Finn was so that he could face down Captain Phasma so that she could die a real easy death.
But if she did, she Sarlacc pitted it into the bottom of the fire. Who knows?
Yeah, that was pretty unsatisfying.
I felt he like Back to the Future tutor. She just came like kind of floated up
pile?
Behind her like bing yeah into the shit pile.
Oh, I thought you were gonna be like
no when he jumped off the building.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And Biff was like, what?
And then they hit him with the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. She was completely pointless in both movies. She did nothing. It was just so they could have a girl stormtrooper.
Which is fine.
Right, but have your girl stormtrooper kick some ass.
Yeah, do something cool.
Otherwise, it's pointless.
Yeah. Otherwise, have Dursun play it.
I might as well. I would have done just as good a job as she did.
I could have fallen down a garbage chute and then got shot out into space or whatever happened.
I could have blinked my eye at the end. Yeah. Give him a little look.
You have beautiful eyes.
Sup, TK421, whatever his name was.
I guess I have a question. Like, why did they do some sort of homages to like Empire by having like Benicio del Toro like betray them and have like kind of a Sarlacc pit kind of thing?
His name should have been Stutter Joe or something. Terrible.
Stutter Joe.
I hate.
But then he just disappeared too. He had nothing to do with anything.
He took his credits and he was out of it.
Back.
A character that has to stutter always sounds like a person acting. You know what I mean? It never sounds natural.
He should have come back wearing Rey's clothes.
Putting lipstick on.
Here I am.
Oh,
hi, Spinda.
When Stacy and I went to Christine Cannon and Rob's wedding in Puerto Rico, Benicio del Toro was at the same hotel as we were. And we all said hello to him.
Oh,
he did not stutter.
And he didn't fart.
No,
and he didn't try to collect
Chaz commentary.
Yeah, that's right. Chaz,
you're thinking Chaz commentary, John, is the guy who you think always looks like he's smelling a fart.
You don't hear much about him anymore.
No, I guess he just farted himself right
he
out.
He just
of
smelled
Hollywood.
One too many and was like, and then he disappeared.
Pull the Luke.
Yep. Luke.
Anyways, all right.
I thought I had more to complain about, but I guess we covered everything.
Ah, well, you can complain all the rest. Josh has to pee, for God's sake.
I think I got most of it out of my system when I talked to you the other day.
Yeah.
Except for the wish upon the star moment at the end. And you wish upon.
Well, I do say, I do want to say that I don't really like disagree with what you guys were saying.
Well, here's the thing: I understand why people love it, but I also understand why I hate it.
I think there's a lot more. I think there is like some subtleties to unpack after seeing it a few times that are just really hidden. You know,
yeah.
I don't know. It's usually I
don't think you should have to see a movie more than once to decide if you like it or not.
I already know, I like it. That's why I'm seeing it again.
About the force.
Yeah. Well, no, that's good. That's good.
There's something about psychologically, though. Like, I think people wanted to like this movie, and
much
they
like
did.
Phantom Menace.
But like, kind of like Phantom Menace. I remember when that movie came out, and I wanted to like it, and I did. I mean, I don't know. You know what I mean? And then people were like,
so
what?
You're saying I'm going to regret it later.
No. I mean, I think you're an adult. I mean, like, whatever. I mean, but I'm just saying.
That's the thing. I really love Revenge of the Sith. I was like a grown man when that came out. So it's not like a nostalgia thing for me, you know?
Right.
But people still look at Star Wars movies that way, I think, a lot of them. They have this like, it's Star Wars, I want to like it, and they do. And I'm not talking about us on this podcast necessarily, but maybe, I don't know. But like the people on Facebook, I'm like, okay, I mean, just relax.
Yeah,
you can like the movie, I'm glad, but like we don't need pages of, you know, on Facebook saying why you liked it when no one is really,
You got some real loser friends there.
I do.
If we don't know what's going to happen in the last movie, which we don't, right? But you're given this as the second, actually, the third trilogy. I think if I were to rank the trilogies, I think I would still rank the original trilogy and then the prequels before these.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, probably.
I'm going to say that the prequels, for all their faults, never made me not like Star Wars. Didn't make me retroactively hate stuff that came
before. That is a very profound and elegant statement that I like that.
Well, thank you.
I don't know how I would rank them. I mean, it's hard to... I'm sort of
Here's what I said to Durson. I'm sorry, Durson.
Okay. No, go ahead.
But the end of each prequel made you leave the theater thinking it was a better film than it was. Because you had that awesome Darth Maul lightsaber battle at the end of Phantom Menace. Yep. The rest of the movie is kind of crappy.
Yeah.
You have all the Jango Fett stuff going on.
Yeah.
You
have the big Geonosis fight where it's like every Jedi has its lightsaber out, and then there's like this big battle and these guys doing stuff, and then you're like, oh my god, now they've got Death Star plans. And so you're like, that was pretty cool. There was a big awesome end. Like, I felt like the prequels were saved by the last 30 minutes of each movie. And I just liked Revenge of the Sith all the way through, except for scenes with Anakin.
Padme.
Those were
pretty bad.
I really liked the prequels.
I think that the movies are probably pretty good if you take Padme and Anakin out.
Although that removes your central figure in the film.
Just leave the bare bones. Because I remember when I saw Attack of the Clones in IMAX. I probably told the story 100 times. But so back then, IMAX cameras had to be.
All right, keep talking. I'll be right back.
We will.
Okay, fine. So the movies had to be shorter back then. You know what I mean? Because the cameras would overheat. So they actually cut a couple of those scenes with Padme and Anakin out, like the one where they're rolling in the grass and shit.
It's a good idea.
And it was way. It was better. Like, not way better, but it was better. It was a better movie. It just shows you, like, you know, like I don't hate Last Jedi, but there were a lot of scenes they could have just cut out. Would have been fine.
These two movies, Force Awakens and Last Jedi, seem like a little, pardon the expression, forced and like homework.
Where the prequels
don't. And Rogue One definitely didn't do that.
No, definitely not.
I feel that the reason they come across that way is because Disney and these producers have to answer to shareholders, whereas Lucas was financing everything on his own. And he was pretty much like, I'm just going to do what I want. I know that maybe everybody has a preconceived notion of what these movies should be, but I'm going to just do what I want.
Yeah, I'm going to have a Jar Jar Binks. Fuck you.
Yeah. I guess it's true. I mean, then that's...
Misa going to have a Jar Jar
Binks. I've always said this about Lucas and the prequels. I think he's a great idea man, but his execution is lacking. Yeah. And that was why that the Clone Wars cartoon was good, because he came up with the story arcs and then said, you guys write it.
Right.
And that's why those were good. And if he had had, if he had just said, here's my plot for this, and handed it off to Lawrence Kasdan or whoever,
yeah,
I think the prequels would be considered classics now.
And, yeah. And why didn't he get also, when he signed over for billions of dollars, like his rights to Disney, why didn't he say, here's like a fucking outline of how the last three movies.
Oh, he did! And they said, thanks, George, and didn't even pay any attention to it.
Yeah, it should have been part of the, it should have been a mandatory part of the sale that said, this is what you have to do.
Yeah, like, was... I don't have to direct it, I don't have to write it, like, do this, do
I'm sure he
this.
Had ideas.
Because even Mark Hamill has come out and said that he sort of wishes Disney went with Lucas's idea.
Yeah. Mark Hamill was pretty critical, actually. I mean, kind of in like a subtle way. He's like, I didn't really like
Lucas. He's been very, complimentary with his criticisms.
Yeah, I know. You could tell he's just towing the company line a little bit, but he probably really didn't like it. But, I mean, he was good. I thought he was the best part of the movie. So, good on him.
I liked him.
I thought he was good. He was
Yes, he was very good.
He was fine. I don't know. I mean, whatever. I think we can wrap up. I'm going to go through my Facebook friends and block a lot of people now.
Yeah, just start deleting friends.
Because I can't read their four-paragraph reviews of, you know, and why it's good when I haven't even said anything about why it's bad to them.
Right, yeah.
You'll just have to post a link now to this.
Well, anyways, I mean, I'm glad you guys liked it and you're going to give it some more money, because I am one of those stockholders that you mentioned earlier.
So you might as well just hand Durson the money.
Just give me the $20.
But yeah, I guess my review is I liked it. It's no Rogue One. I want to see it more times to see more.
All right. Now
I'll live with it a little bit more.
What's Josh's rankings of the movies?
So it goes Empire, A New Hope. I'm gonna go with
Sith.
Rogue
Sith.
One. No, Rogue One. Then probably Return of the Jedi. The last two movies, and then 3-2-1.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. In descending order with Phantom Menace down in the cellar.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, definitely. Okay. Yeah.
I agree with that. That's in the cellar.
I don't agree. I agree. I think
Attack of the
Last Jedi.
Just,
Last Jedi. All right.
Jedi is my least favorite.
All right. Yep. Durson and John have to do it. Do it.
I don't know. I mean, they're all going to be. I mean, all right. Mine is probably pretty similar to Josh, except me on one or two. Empire is definitely the best one. I don't know. Jedi might be number two.
Wow. Ooh, changing it up a little bit.
New Hope is a good movie. I don't know if it's.
I think our age is the right time for us to be excited about Jedi and put Jedi right up high.
Yeah, I remember seeing that, like, super excited seeing that in the theater.
Yeah.
Maybe it colors it a little bit. Rogue, and probably, you know, yeah, New Hope, Rogue One, Sith, not Sith. Yeah, Sith. Force Awakens, I don't know.
Where am I here? The bottom here.
Attack of the Clones, and this one, and then The Last Jedi, and then Phantom Menace. Phantom Menace is just so bad. It's got to be at the bottom. I know John hates this one, too. Wow. The Phantom Menace, I guess, is at least not 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, see? At least there's that. And it has Darth Maul in it, whom you met.
That's right.
Yes.
And I made a geek out of myself in front.
Yep.
Of
you looked like a total asshole, but that's we're all a bunch of assholes. All right. Here's mine. Empire or New Hope. Sometimes they switch back and forth.
Okay. But... Yeah. Me too. Me too. Yeah.
And then I'm gonna say Revenge of the Sith.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah. And then Return of the Jedi. Rogue One, where am I at now? I actually like Attack of the Clones better than Force Awakens.
Ooh, girl!
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to put Force Awakens under that, and then Phantom Menace and Last Jedi.
Whoa!
Yeah, mine's kind of the weirdest.
I mean, I guess they all have some... They're not... I mean, they all have some good moments. It's not like...
Okay, I know Attack of the Clones is not a very good movie, but... I don't know.
You know, it's fun to watch. I like seeing Ewan McGregor. Yoda. I like seeing Ewan McGregor.
Oh, I love Ewan McGregor. I like,
Attack of the Clones is good just for him.
Just for the Obi-Wan Kenobi parts in that movie where he goes to Kamino and he's like, oh, clones. I'm like Detective Obi-Wan now.
he's doing something. Anakin is doing nothing.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, and the cool fight at the end. And yeah, and I know I'm a bit of a mark, but I like seeing the Yoda bit. Yeah. I know it was all CGI, like, but if that didn't work, I mean, the whole movie's out the window.
The CGI in that movie entirely just sucked.
But it's like 2002 CGI.
Yeah, I know, but
I thought we were talking about Last Jedi Yoda for a second.
Oh, no.
Last Jedi Yoda did not work for me.
I like Jedi.
He was a puppet. He wasn't CGI, right? He was actually.
Yeah, he was a puppet.
Jedi sword fight. Melted puppet. Yoda. That's the balls. I love.
Yeah,
that.
I think he does it.
You know what? My favorite part in Sith is when he walks in the door. He's like, Master Yoda, you survived, and he knocks the two guards over.
Yeah. I love that.
A big laugh out of the theater when I saw it.
Yeah, I think they did good with the one thing they got right was, I mean. Yoda didn't always look good when he was just sitting there talking, but when they did the fights and stuff, I thought it was
cool.
Yeah,
the fighting was probably the best CGI in that whole...
Yeah. I like when, after he does the thing, like he's fighting with, what's his name?
Count Dooku.
Dooku, and then, like, the fight's over, and he just picks up the cane.
And he's all like, oh, I'm all hobbly again.
I love that. I like that moment.
It's a good gag. Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt Josh. I interrupted you, Josh. I'm sorry.
I don't remember what I said.
I like their business meetings, the Jedi Council business meetings. Was there water? Was there bagels? Was it a breakfast meeting? We don't know.
They had a few too many of those.
Was there a picture of water there?
Yeah, a picture of water.
Hanging on the wall?
Well. All right. We all reserve the right to change our rankings at any time.
Oh, always. Well. Daily.
Daily. But I feel a whole lot better now that I've talked to you guys about it. I'm not so negative and down on it.
What about the negativity podcast?
If I just talk to you, it'll come back right back. Don't worry.
All
right.
I guess I don't know if you guys are trying to sway me, but I definitely as I said before, like I agree with a lot of what you said, but I still liked the movie.
Seems like it just doesn't bother you like it bothers them.
Yeah, it doesn't bother
us. We can agree to disagree. Attack of the Clones is your least favorite movie and not mine. And we can
oh, well. All right. I forgot. I had something else I was going to bring up that was not
was
really.
Was it Adios Assholes?
Oh, sure. It was Adios Assholes.
Was it Mirror Universe BB-8 with the goatee?
It was the goatee BB-8. BBB-8 with the... I think he's actually called
BB-9. BB-9E.
Oh, 9E. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, like
yeah, you can buy him. Oh, and one thing I will say before we sign off again, I was really nervous about the porgs. I thought.
Did you think Chewbacca was going to eat it? Do you think he would?
I don't really care about the eating.
I knew he wouldn't. He'd just feel too bad. Chewie's got a heart of gold, even if he probably killed a porg and
got
rid of all its feathers and cooked it. Hey,
but I thought they were going to somehow...
It looked so good. It looked delicious.
Yeah, it's a nice little...
It looked kind of barbecued.
Pork.
You know? It's a nice red tone there. Yeah.
Yeah, that was about the
pog.
But they were, you know...
Less pogs really kind of cardboardy tasting.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm glad they didn't factor in too much, is all I'm saying. They were there. It was fine.
Yeah.
They did no harm.
Yeah, they were sort of the least offensive aspect of the film.
All right, well, any final thoughts? Do we have any final thoughts?
I can't wait to see it again.
Right. I liked it.
Here's my final thought. Camille LaPaglia, this feminist speaker and writer, says that Revenge of the Sith is the greatest piece of entertainment in the last 100 years.
Oh.
Holy shit.
There you go.
Wow.
A feminist?
Yeah. says it has everything. If you listen to her talk about it, you will go like, yeah, that does sound fucking amazing.
I'm surprised.
Nothing beats the fucking opening scene of that movie with all the ships and the fighting.
I know.
Well, you're right.
That's why I made a model of it.
And nothing beats Obi-Wan taking on General Grievous as Dursa knows. As Dursa
knows.
I know,
I like that part.
Four lightsabers.
Oh, it's the pretty shit.
Cool.
Yes.
General Kenobi.
What's the situation?
And the Emperor Dooku scene. It does. It has everything. That movie's... That might shoot right past New Hope for me.
It should.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great.
It's the only prequel that I watch.
It's great.
Over and over. Not over and over. I mean, that makes it sound like I watch it all the time. But it's the only one I will watch on a regular basis-ish.
Oh, very good. I haven't seen it in years. I should probably... I'll just throw it on one of these
days. We'll have a bad movie night and watch it.
I like how some of the set design and costumes are, like, very Ralph McQuarrie in it, too. Mm, so good.
So good. I love Star Wars!
I'm getting excited about that, but I'm not as excited about talking about The Last Jedi. Where's the Ralph McQuarrie? Where's the fucking, you know, barbecue sauce of fucking Star Wars shit on The Last Jedi? Where is it?
Well, you gotta go watch Rebels now for Ralph McQuarrie.
I'm gonna have
to. Where's the barbecue sauce on the porg?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What happened to C-3PO's red arm?
Yeah.
All these unanswered questions.
Yeah.
They'll never get answered.
Fan theories.
They don't give a shit about fan theories. Oh,
that's
well.
Just Rian Johnson taking a shit on the fans, not telling you about C-3PO's arm.
Yeah, right. They did in the comic, right? They had a whole comic about it.
Yeah,
they had a comic about how he got a red arm, but not how he got rid of it, right?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't. Right.
Just put a new one on.
Yeah, oh, yeah, but...
Maybe R2 came back to life, said, here, dude, let me fix this, you idiot.
This looks preposterous.
Yeah. Let me get my gold spray paint. Boom, done.
He said, come here, Sonny. What you doing?
I hope Tony Daniels said,
why aren't you talking to your Aunt Cecil or whatever I called her earlier? Let me fix that arm for you.
You must come be in, very brave.
He like pull at it. Like,
yeah,
really hard.
Yank at C-3PO's face with his little pinchy thing, too, going, look at you. You're such a growing boy. I'm going to give you a nickel.
Little pinchy thing. With his cheek, you know.
He's good.
All right, guys. I'm glad we're all still friends, right? We didn't.
No, I think it was very.
Yeah, next time we'll do a negativity and positivity podcast crossover. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Next movie that comes out that two of us hate and two of us like.
Yeah.
The final one.
Probably the next Star Wars movie.
Probably.
You guys still need to see Justice League. We need a tiebreaker on here.
Wait, I forgot who.
Oh, Josh?
Oh. Josh hated it, right?
Josh hated Clay like.
I'm glad. Good, give in to your feelings. Let the hatred know.
Okay.
Wow, Josh is very easily.
Sounds good.
He's no Luke Skywalker.
He doesn't know
the Kylo Ren podcast.
Okay.
All right, I'll do it.
I have a feeling that Dursun and I would be the tiebreaker, and Clay, you might be on the losing side. Just saying. Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I doubt that I would just be like, "Oh my god, this movie is amazing." I might be like,
"I doubt that."
It's okay.
Not as bad as I thought.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
All right, for real now, I guess we can end.
Maybe all right, thanks. Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. Merry Christmas, all.
Oh, yeah, Merry Christmas.
We'll be back. I assume we won't be doing one on Sunday, right? Because it's Christmas Eve, and we'll take the holidays off, right?
Well, we did two this week already, so.
I know, so.
So, Tom, Tim, enjoy the extra episode.
That's right. And, yeah, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, assholes.
My friend Dave. This just in. My friend Dave, who you guys don't know, gave me his rankings.
Oh, let's hear Dave's rankings before we go.
All right, Dave!
Star Wars. Empire.
I'm glad he called it Star Wars, too.
He called it... actually, he's called it 77.
Oh, nice.
77.
This Dave guy, I may not... Was it Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, this Dave guy, maybe I do want to be friends with him.
Yeah, there you
77.
Go.
Empire. The Last Jedi, Rogue One.
Wait, I already
know. Another Mark. Yeah, you don't want to be friends with him now.
Jedi Force Awakens 3.
Wait, is it Dave Marshall?
1, 2. No, Dave Unger.
Okay, because I do know one Dave that you know.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Like, in a really weird way, too. It was.
I'm really surprised one gets that. One seems to be. I don't know, man. That movie's pretty shitty. Nobody but me ranked it. What?
It's got Darth Maul at the end, and it also
for 5 minutes of a 2-hour movie. I don't.
I ranked it last.
All right, thank you, Josh.
Yeah. Josh has got you back.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
All right, Dave. Thanks.
Thanks, Dave.
And thanks to you.
Pogs.
Merry Christmas, assholes.
Yep.